We begin the current daf Masechta Nazir, daf Samach Aleph. We begin three lines down from the top of the Yamin, where the Gemara concludes this parak by quoting the end of our previous Mishnah that said Shetek Lachas Hanega V'chulu, as we explained that there's a Nazir that's a Safik Muchlet, is a Safik that is a Mitzar, and is a Safik Tamei. Maybe he's a Nazir that became Tamei. So he said that he has to actually cut his hair four times until he can finally be Metamei LeMeisim and drink wine. So now, related to this halacha, the Gemara says, "Bayi Rama Bacham." Rama Bacham had the following question: "Hani arba taglachis to ka'amar, these four haircuts that we described in the Braisa explaining the halacha of our Mishnah, that we said you have to cut it once, 30 days. 30 days later, a second time, then a third time, then the fourth time, and then you finally have 120 days. The question is, mishum mitzvah, are all the four haircuts for a mitzvah purpose?" And that is specifically, as we're going to see in the Gemara, even regards a case, let's say, when you're definitely a Mitzar Mochlet, and you're definitely a Tame, where we know what each one of the haircuts are for. In other words, we know that the first two haircuts are for the Mitzar, and the third haircut's for the being Tame, and the fourth one for the Nazatar. Is it specifically that we need each one of those haircuts to be done with a tar, with a razor? Even the third haircut, which is because of him being a Nazar Tame? Or is it actually just that you should remove the hair of the Nazar being Tamei, which is at the time that he's Tamei, you have to remove that, and therefore, so then you could have the hair regrow to be able to cut as a Nazar Tar. Now, the Rashi actually points out that the Gemara really could have just asked, in regards to a generic halacha of the Nazar Tamei, does the Nazar Tamei, I mean, in other words, we know that a Mitzayra has to cut his hair with a razor. We know that the Nazar Tar, which would be the first two times. Again, if we know that he's a Mitzayra, and we know that he's a Nazar Tamei, and we know he's a Nazar Tar. A Nazar Tar has to be done with a razor. So the question that we're asking specifically really is regarding to the third haircutting, which is really basically asking, does a Nazar Tamei, when he cuts his hair, when he does his taglachas, does that also have to be done with a razor? Now, the Rashi says, although we said at the end of Per Gimel Midin that he requires a razor, that's actually because that we say we learned enough from Nazar Tahar. That's the conclusion of our sugi here. But Rama Bachama had asked that as a question, and we will conclude that Nazar Tamei also requires a razor. But that's Rama Bachama's question. So the Gemara is Lamay Nafkimina, what is the halachic difference, what it's for? So very simply, is La'aver Benasha. Can you use any type of cream, any other way of removing the hair? Iyamrit Mishum Mitzvah, if you say that it's a mitzvah to go ahead. So then lavur benasha loy, then you can't go ahead and just use any type of a cream or some type of a hair removal, because it's a mitzvah to use a razor. But v'yamit mishum avuri sar tumah. But if you say just to get rid of the hair that was, as when you were nazir, that was tameh, so that then you could start over and have new hair for your nazir of tahara, then afilasachin nasha nami. Then even if you went and you removed it with some other type of hair removal, that would work too. So the question is, my, does the naziris, the taglachas of the naziris of tumah, which again would be the third haircutting if we're saying he's a Mitzayr Mochlet and Nazar Tame and Nazar Tar, would that require a razor or not? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Tashama, let's bring a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa said, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, says, Megaleich arba taglachias, that you have four haircuttings. So says Rava, Isal kadaitach mishum ivuri seir tumah, if you would think that the third haircutting, which is for the ramification of if he's a Nazar Tame, it's just to get rid of the hair, not because it's a mitzvah to do a haircutting which requires a razor. Then actually it would be enough just to have three haircuttings, not four. Now the reason being is because the third haircutting should be enough with just any type of hair removal, because as we're saying for the tumah aspect. Now, although, as the Rush asked the obvious question, which the reason why you have to have four haircuts is because, and as we pointed out regarding the karbonis that are brought by the third haircut, it's not just maybe he's a Nazar Tamei. Maybe that third haircut is also for the taglachas of a Nazar Tahar, because maybe he's not really a Nazar Tamei. So therefore, that's why you need to have a razor. So how are you proving from the fact that you need to have four haircuts with razors that the third haircut is a mitzvah? Asked the Rush, what do you mean the third haircut needs a razor? And you can't just remove it in any which way, because maybe he's a Nazar Tar. On that answer, the Rashi, he says, however, if Taglachas Tumah did not need a razor, then actually, because of the doubt that maybe he's a Nazar Tar, you would not require a giluach of a razor, because anyway, regards to the halacha as we described in our Mishnah, this nazir is not going to be permitted to drink wine or be tamei lameisim until after the fourth haircut, because maybe he's a nazir tamei. So rather, shema minoa, what we can infer from that is that even the taglachas of a nazir tamei is mishum mitzvah. It's a commandment to not just that you shouldn't have the hair, but that you should remove the hair, which that's done with a razor, as we learn that from the halachas of nazatar. Shema minoa, that we could see that the fact that you need to have four haircuts with razors, because we see that all the four are the same in the way they describe the taglachas, and just like mitzvah mukhlet, a nazir tamei requires a razor, so too nazir tamei requires his hair be removed with a razor. Hanulach Shnei Nazirim shall return to the 8th Perek Masechtas Nazir, Perek Shnei Nazirim, and with that we begin the 9th Perek Masechtas Nazir, and the final Hakutim Ein Lohem, Perek Hakutim Ein Lohem. So the Mishnah begins, and here it talks about general halachas regarding the halacha of Nazir. So the Mishnah says, Hakutim Ein Lohem Naziris. Non-Jews don't have halachas of Naziris. In other words, although a non-Jew could bring a Nedarim and Nedavis types of karbanas to the Beis HaMikdash like Yisrael. However, if he takes a neder, so although different types of nedarim, which are like karbanis to the Beis HaMikdash, that he could take, but a neder of naziris, that it doesn't have the halachic status of a nazir, and we will not take the karbanis of nazir that he wants to bring after the conclusion of his naziris. And moreover, if he asks us, could he drink wine, could he be mitam al ha-meisim, we'd say, it's permitted, you're not a nazir. There's no naziris for a non-Jew. However, nashim v'avadim yesh la naziris, women and slaves, which are non-Jewish slaves, but they have the halachas in many respects, like women, they have some halachas of Jewish people, they do have the halachas of naziris. Now, however, chayme b'nashim v'avadim, there is a stringency regards to halachas of naziris that applies to women more than it does by slaves. Where shehu kaifes avde, that the master could force his slave, although his slave took upon himself a naziris, which we said applies to him, his master could force him to drink wine, but ve'ina kaifes eshta, he cannot force his wife, who took upon herself a naziris, to drink wine, unless, of course, if he did it in the way of hafara, which that the Torah gives the right to the husband, to be made for the neder and the naziris of his wife. But if he didn't, if he wasn't made for it, he can't just force her and compel her to drink wine, which he could to his slave. So the Gemara explains our Mishnah. Ketani hakutim ein lam naziris. We said that a non-Jew doesn't have the halacha of naziris. So they ask the Gemara, Menonimili, where do we know this halacha from? So they're trying to bond, like we learned the Braisa. The Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people. And this Pasuk is in the Pasuk talking about a Nazir. So we say to the Jewish people, you speak about the halachas of Nazir, but v'loy lo avdei kechavim, not to non-Jews. It says, v'amart alem, and you should say to them, that's like inclusive, where we already said you're talking to the Jewish people, who more are you talking to? L'rabbis ha-savadim, that comes to include a Jew who has a non-Jewish slave, that he could have the halachas of Naziris. Now that, the Gemara asks, on the Braisa, Lama likra, why do you need a pasuk to include an Eved in the halachas of Nazir? But Amrit, you said that this is a global halacha, kol mitzvah, she'isha, chayeves, but any mitzvah, any commandment that a woman is obligated in, Eved chayevba, a slave is obligated, and that's as the Gemara learns elsewhere, that says la by the Eved and la by the Isha, so we learn that they have the same halachas. So if the woman is obligated in Naziris, so why do you need a special halacha to teach that Eved, if you learn that Eved from woman? So Rava says, you're right, normally whatever a woman has, a slave would have. But Shani Hacha, here it's different because the Amakra, the Pasuk says of a Midbar, and this is in Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel, where the Pasuk there begins, Ish Kiyidur Neder Lashem, if a person will take a Neder to Hashem, Ohi Shavu Shavu, he's going to take a Shavu, an oath, lesser Israel Nafshay, to create something prohibited on himself. That's what a neder is. Now, on that, the drasha is, B'misha Nafshay Kenu Yaloi, that someone, only who could take a neder to make something prohibited on his soul, only if he owns and he's in control of his life. Yatze Eved, that excludes an Eved from taking a neder. She'ein Nafshay Kenu Yaloi, he's not in control of his nefesh. His master actually owns him. Now, therefore, Hoyel Ve'ein Nafshay Kenu Yaloi, so since the Eved doesn't own himself, I would think the same halacha applies, just like he can't take a neder, so too he can't take a naziris. Now, although that pasuk is told by nedarim, but the Gemara in the first paragraph of Masechtas Nedarim says that there's a hekesh comparing the halachas of naziris to nedarim, as the pasuk says, linder neder nazir lahazir, we see that nedarim and nazir are the same. So I would think that just like he can't take a neder, he can't take naziris. Kamashmulan, that's why you needed the drush of the Brisa to save Amarta Lahem to include the Avadim, that they do have the halachas of Nazar. Amamar, so he said in the Brisa, Daba el b'nei Yisrael, that the halachas of Nazar apply, speak to the Jewish people, v'loy lo evde kachav, and not to non-Jews. Now asks the Gemara in this drusha of the Brisa, v'chaleicha d'chsiv Yisrael, so wherever in the Torah says that speak to the Jewish people, that this applies to a Jew, evde kachav, loy, that excludes non-Jews? But v'agabi erichin d'chsiv, but regarding the halachas of erichin, which are certain values the Torah gave to certain age brackets and genders, which are set in the Torah, which if someone says, I want that person's Erech value on me, he has to give that to Hekdash, to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it says in the Pasuk in the Yikra, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, in that parasha of Erech, and it says, speak to the Jewish people. Yet, V'tanya, learn the Braisa, it says, B'nei Yisrael Ma'arichin, that a Jewish person can take an Erech vow, but V'ein Ho'ev D'Kachav Ma'arichin, but a non-Jew cannot create an Erech vow, and that is, if let's say he says that, I want my Erech to be required to give to Hekdash, or that person's Erech I want to give, a non-Jew who says that is not obligated. He's not in the parasha of taking an erech vow. Now, says the Braisa, Yochel lo yu narach. You would think not only can he not take an erech vow, but he can't be the subject of an erech vow. For example, if a Jewish person says, see that non-Jewish person? I want to give his erech to the Beis HaMikdash. You would think that the Jew would not be obligated. Tamaloy me'ish, says the Braisa, that we learn out from the word ish, that comes to include any type of a person. So therefore, the non-Jew is like somewhere in the middle. That B'nai Yisrael excludes him somewhat because he's not a Jew, so he can't be Ma'arich. But the term Ish includes him to say, but he could be Nerech, he could be the subject of a Nerech vow. So therefore, the Gemara's question is that here also by Nazir, you should say the same thing. Say that the term B'nai Yisrael is a mute excluding, that yes, it will exclude non-Jews, that what? What will it exclude him from the parasha of Naziris? That He can't take a Naziris to be obligated to bring the karbonas that a Nazir brings when he concludes. But the term Ish, which is says by the Parsha of Nazir, should be inclusive of the non-Jew to say that, however, he does have the halachas of Nazir, and that he can't drink wine, and that he can't be metamei lemeisim. So why is it any different? Yes, you're saying B'nai Yisrael is exclusive, but we see that although it excludes non-Jews, but as we see from the Parsha of Erichin, if it says the term Ish, it does include the non-Jew somewhat. So why are we totally excluding from the halacha of Naziris? A non-Jew could elam Naziris, say that elam Naziris on some level, which is to bring the karbanas of a Nazir. But the term ish that it says by the parish of Nazir should include him, at least for the halachas of not being able to drink wine and being metamei lemeisim. So that the Gemara answers, no, shani hacha, here by the halachas of Nazir, the non-Jew is different than the parish of Erechim, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, it says that a Nazir is not allowed to be metame himself to even his father or his mother. So the understanding is, b'mish yesh le'av. The halachas of Nazir obviously have to apply to somebody that has a father. So that excludes a non-Jew who doesn't have a father. And therefore, since he's not, as we see, one of the variables in the halachas of Nazir, he doesn't apply to, so he doesn't have any of the halachas of Nazir to be prohibited to drink wine or be metame lemeisim. And therefore, yes, although you prove from Erichin that the term Ish will be inclusive, but here, obviously, that Nazir is totally not in the parasha of Naziris from the fact that it says, La'av v'li'im lo yitam, and he doesn't have a father. So the Gemara asks, Lamai, what does that mean? A non-Jew doesn't have a father, how is he born? Now, so obviously it doesn't mean he doesn't have a father, but it means halachically, in some regard, we don't view this non-Jew as having a father. So the Gemara wonders, for what respect are you saying that he doesn't have a father to say that Avelim or Leitam wouldn't apply to him? So Ilim in Yerusha, if you say it's regards to inheritance, to say that a non-Jew, we don't view his father as his father, and therefore he won't inherit him. So we see on some level it's not like his father, hence you can't call it Avelim or Leitam. But on that the Gemara asks, but V'amr B'chiyah bar Avin Amr B'yechanan, he says, Avikachavim Yerushas Aviv Dvatar, it's not true. According to biblical law, a non-Jew inherits what his father has to bequeath to him. Shnem, like it says, a pasuk in Devarim, it says, "Ki Yerusha le'Esav nesati es har seir," that I have given as inheritance for Esav the Mount Seir, which, moreover, is obvious from the pasuk over there that he gave it, Yitzchak gave it to Esav, that his children should inherit it from him. So you see that although Esav is not considered as a B'nai Yisrael, as a Jew, but that there is a halacha of Yerusha applying to his children. So what does that mean that there is no father by a non-Jew that is excluded for the parasha of Nazir? So Ella, rather, it doesn't mean regarding inheritance. It's b'misha muzer al kibud avim, that the halacha only applies of Naziris to la'av le'ima, is someone that is obligated in kibud av, and a non-Jew is not obligated in the halacha of honoring his father. So on some level, he's not like his father, because a father you have to respect. And the fact that a non-Jew doesn't have to respect his father, so therefore, he can't say la'aviv le'imai, which it does say by the parasha of Nazir of la'aviv le'imai lo yitama. Now, that the Gemara asks, miksiv kabed avicha gabe Nazir, does the Torah say, honor your father in the context of the lochas of Nazir? Now, the Rush points out, although the Gemara could have asked that regarding the Gemara's previous answer of Yerusha, the Gemara didn't ask that because generally, the primacy of a father is that he bequeaths things to his children. That's what makes him a part as a father. So that wasn't a question. That was, we could have entertained that to say that that's what it means, la'av le'imoy, and he's not la'av le'imoy because he doesn't have Yerusha. But once we said that a non-Jew has Yerusha, so how can you say it's because in the context of honoring when it doesn't say that? Why would that be a limitation in la'av le'imoy lo'yitama? If it's his father, even though he doesn't have to honor him, he should still be applicable in halachas of Nazir. So El Rav, the Gemara says, Amakra. Truth is that the Pasuk says, by Nazir, it says, La'av v'le'im lo'yitam, which we just quoted this Pasuk before. But we're not excluding the non-Jew because it's not a father or a mother to him. It is. You're right, he has Yerusha, and the fact that he doesn't have to honor him shouldn't be a limitation in calling him a father or mother. But there's the second half of that Pasuk, La'av v'le'im lo'yitam. He can't make himself tummy to his father and the mother. So the understanding is, someone that the halachas of tuma apply to, which are saying that he's not allowed to become a tummy, he is who the halachas of Nazir apply to. However, as we continue our Talmud Beis, yotza'evi kachavim she'en l'tumah, that excludes the halacha applying to a non-Jew who doesn't have the halachas of tuma. And the reason being is because if a non-Jew touches a corpse, so he doesn't contract tuma. So therefore, it wouldn't be applicable b'chlal at all to say that he has the halachas of Nazir because he doesn't have la'av le'ima lo yitama. Now that the Gemara asks, Manalan de les l'tuma, how do you know that a non-Jew doesn't have the halachas of tuma? So the Gemara answers, because the Amakara, the Pasuk says in the Midbar, which talks about the purification process from tuma, so it says, v'isha she yitma, so someone that became tuma, v'lo yischat and doesn't purify himself, then the nechrasa nefesh he metaych hakal, so that person gets karas, and that is if a person enters the Beis HaMikdash or consumes hektish. So that's the halacha of tuma. Now says the Gemara, b'mishe yesh lekohol. What we see from this is that someone that's tuma and doesn't purify himself is then he'll get karas mitoicha kol. He'll be removed. He'll be cut off from the assembly. So we see that halachas of tuma is b'mishe yesh lekohol. Someone that has the halacha of an assembly of a larger community. This excludes a non-Jew who doesn't have, in other words, because the kehila, the gathering, the community of non-Jews, is not considered in halacha as a kahal. So therefore, from the fact that we see the halacha of tumah applying to kahal, so that's how we know that there's no halacha of tumah by a non-Jew, and since there's no tumah, so you can't say la'av le'im lo yitama, and that's why he's not in halacha of Nazir at all. Now, the Gemara asks, Mimai, how do you know that there's no halacha of tumah by a non-Jew? You're right. From that pasuk that applies to nichras mitech hakol, so it's excluding a non-Jew who doesn't have kol, doesn't have a kehila. So maybe it only excludes him from what that pasuk is talking about over there, from karis. But maybe he does have the halacha of becoming tamei. So rather, amakra, the Gemara says, the pasuk says in the midbar, also part of the purification process of a tamei, says v'hiza hatar la tamei. When it comes to someone touched a mess, a corpse, he has to be purified with the paraduma ashes, day 3 and day 7. So it says that the one who's pure should spray the ashes, those waters, on the one that's tamei. So the understanding is, from the comparison of tahar and tamei, is kol sheyesh li tahar, yesh li tumah. Whoever could be pure could become tamei. Kol sheein li tahar, ein li tumah, but whoever cannot become tahar cannot become tamei. Now the reason for this is that a non-Jew doesn't have the tara of the paraduma ashes, because the pasuk says v'hayis levnei yisrael l'mishmeres l'meinid, that says that this paraduma ashes, which should be kept for a sign of tahara for the Jews forever, to show them this sign, says it's levnei yisrael, which sounds like that it's only for the Jewish people and not for non-Jews. So therefore, since he doesn't have tara, So therefore, as we see in the comparison, the pasuk tahar al tame, so therefore it doesn't have tame, and again the difference, since it doesn't have tumah, so it doesn't have the what the pasuk says that la avlima lo yitama if he doesn't have the loch of tumah in the first place. But the Gemara still asks, v'ematarhu deloy havile. Maybe it's not true. Maybe this hekesh that you're making between tahar al tame is not really true. Maybe you're right. Maybe tara doesn't have, because like you said, it says levnei yisol mishmeres. And however, it's not a tahara, the paraduma ashes for a non-Jew. But maybe tumah havile, maybe actually does have the halachas of tumah. And the reason being is because the pasuk of behizah tar is not superfluous to compare tar to tameh, but rather, as we learned in the first parak Masechtas Yuma, Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon learned that pasuk for other drashas. So you're right, maybe he doesn't have tar, but maybe he still has the halacha of tumah, and therefore he would be applicable in la'avil or la'ima lo yitama. So the Gemara concludes, amakra, v'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. The pasuk says, that we quoted before, that a man that becomes tamei and doesn't purify himself, where there we're comparing yischata, purifying, to tamei, where that's a kra yiseir. Now, although we tried doing that just before, comparing tar and tamei, we said maybe that's not an extra pasuk. Maybe use it for other drashas. Here we have an extra pasuk, so therefore we're comparing tamei to tar, and again, since we said it doesn't apply to tara, so it doesn't apply to tamei, and again, therefore, you can't have Naziris by a non-Jew, and the reason being is because since he doesn't apply to the halachas of tuma, so therefore it doesn't fit into what the pasuk is saying that the Nazir is la'av li malay tama, because he doesn't have an isra of becoming tama. He can't become tama. So that's why we said that the whole parsha of Naziris altogether doesn't apply to a Nazir. So although we said that B'nai Yisrael is excluding him, but it's actually more than just that, because from that itself, from the fact that it says Ish would include him on some level like we find by Erechin, so we're saying that no, from the fact that he doesn't apply to Lavalim Leitama, he doesn't apply in the halachas of Nazir. Now, Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar, he goes back actually to the first approach we had said in the Gemara. We had said that from the words La'avalim, not from Lavalim Leitama, we said that the halachas of Nazirus only applies to someone that has a father regarding inheritance, which is considered a father, which we said excludes non-Jew. Which the Gemara had asked, but Rabbi Yochanan said that a non-Jew, according to biblical law, does inherit from his father. So that is where Rav Acha is coming to answer that question. And he says that no, Shani Ha'acha, here it's different. Why? Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says in Mayikra, V'snachaltem oisim levnechem acharechem, that you, the Jewish people, should bequeath the inheritance of your non-Jewish slaves to your children after you. Now, the understanding is, whoever has the inheritance will have the halacha of tuma, meaning of la'avalim lo yitama. Whoever does not have an inheritance, does not have the halachas of la'avalim lo yitama, which will say that if you don't have the halacha of tuma of Naziris, so you're not in the halacha of Naziris whatsoever. In other words, the way Rav Acha is modifying this answer is he's saying that only someone that has a father for all the halachas of Yerusha that are said in the Torah, even regarding the inheritance of a slave to his son, such a person will be included in the pasuk of Avalim lo yitama to have the halachas of Tuma. Now, a non-Jew who is not included, you're right, Rabbi Yechanan says a non-Jew biblically will inherit what his father gives him, but there's one thing that a non-Jewish father cannot bequeath to his child, and that is the inheritance of a slave. Now, the reason being, as the Rashi explains, is actually the non-Jewish father himself doesn't actually own the slave. As the Gemara explains in Masechtas Gittin, Perek HaShaleach, where it says that you, the Jewish people, could acquire slaves from the non-Jews, but they can't acquire from you, and neither can they acquire from each other to be the master over another non-Jew. So that's why we're saying that a non-Jew cannot be in the parasha of V'le'ima lo yitama, because in one regard, he's not considered his father in the context of the halachas of Yerusha, and that's regarding the inheritance of a slave. So that's why, as we explained before, the non-Jew is not included in the halachas of Naziris. Now, based on this answer of Rav Acha, the Gemara asks, "Ihachi avadim nami loy," then so too, not only should a non-Jew not be included in the halachas of Naziris, but a slave, which we said in the Mishnah, does have the halachas of Naziris, should not have the halachas of Naziris. Because he should also be excluded from this pasuk, because a slave, if he's given as a gift, a slave that his master shouldn't get, because usually a slave can't acquire anything, but let's say someone gave it to Mamanas, she'en l'rabbi rishos bai, he also can't go ahead and bequeath that to his son. And the reason being is because actually an Eved has no Yerusha whatsoever. And he doesn't inherit from his father, and he can't be Mayrishit, can't give inheritance to his sons, because an Eved has no Yichus whatsoever. Now, the Rush just points out, in truth, the Gemara could have asked this question earlier when we had entertained the fact of it being Yerusha, to say how could that be the reason why a non-Jew doesn't have the halachas of Nazir if an Eved doesn't have any halachas of Yerusha. It's just that it had asked a different question, but now that Rav Acha resolved that previous question that we had asked from Yechonon, so now the Gemara asks this question and saying, how can you say this answer from Rav Acha? In other words, based on the context of Yerusha, which regarding the Yerusha of a slave, if then a slave who we said has the halachas of Nazir shouldn't have it because he also can't have the halachas of Yerusha regarding a slave. So Elama Rava, rather Rava gives a different answer regarding the question that we had asked previously. We had asked, the Brisa says, that we say B'nai Yisrael, which excludes a non-Jew. Now, the Gemara's question was, wait a second. So, by Erech, and it also says B'nai Yisrael, and it excludes a non-Jew. But the term Ish comes to include the non-Jew to some extent, which we said that although he cannot be Ma'irich, he can't make the vow, but he could be Nerech, he could be the subject of an Erech vow. So, the Gemara had asked, so the same thing should be regarding a non-Jew. B'nai Yisrael excludes him, but maybe from the Karbanus of Nazir. However, it says Ish, which should include him to some level, maybe regarding the Isser of drinking wine, b'metam l'meisim. So that's why the Gemara had said, oh, you're right, and it brought a different sukkim of l'im lo yitama, which again, the one answer that did stand was regards to being considered lo yitama. As we said, that he doesn't have the halachas of tumah, so that's why we said he can't be in the parasha of Nazir. And now the Gemara had attempted to say it actually from Lo'aviv regarding Yerusha, which we said it can't be because Eved would also be excluded from that. Now, Elam Rava, rather Rava gives a different approach. He says, Bishle Megabe Erichin. Says, you're right. In regards to your question that you were asking from Erichin, you could expound the exclusionary term of B'nai Yisrael to exclude a non-Jew, that he can't be Ma'ir. And the term Ish comes to include the non-Jew regarding being Nerech. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, as we said before, B'nai Yisrael, it says the Jewish people, which are B'nai Yisrael Ma'arichim, that the only Jewish people could make an Erech vow. Ve'ena oiv dekechav Ma'arichim, but the non-Jews cannot make an Erech vow. Now, Yachol lo yunerochin, as we quoted before, the Brisa says, so you would think that they can't be the subject of the vow. Tamalam Ish, so that's where the term Ish comes to include that it could be. Now, however, says Rava, Hacha, over here by Nazir, you can't, the way you had asked, and that's why I went on this whole trail to give different interpretations how we know that he's totally excluded from the halachas of Nazir. Says Rav, no, the question actually doesn't begin. Because here you can't have the term of B'nai Yisrael and Ish the way you want to, as follows. Because let's entertain, which was the question of the Gemara in Omen Aleph. What do you want to say? B'nai Yisrael, when it says the Jewish people, oh, they're Nazir and Mevi'in carbon. They could take upon themselves Nazirus and then bring a carbon when they finish that. But a non-Jew is excluded from the term B'nai Yisrael, that he can't take upon himself a Naziris and then bring a carbon. Now, Yochalaf lo yu Nazirin klal, you would think, but that he can't be a Nazir whatsoever, tamalei ish. So you had asked that, but the term ish should come to include and say, but he does have some halachas of Nazir, just can't bring a carbon, just like we say by Erichin. And that says, Rava, no, you can't say that. Because Amri, they say, imishum carbon. What do you want to do? You want to say that the term B'nai Yisrael is only excluding the non-Jew from bringing the carbon of Naziris? But that says, Rav Allah Mahocha Nafkelei, that you're not learning out from the meat of B'nai Yisrael. Ela Mahasam, rather from elsewhere, as I was going to quote from the Brisa. Now, therefore, what essentially Rav is saying is, so obviously that if we're darshaning a meat from B'nai Yisrael, you can't come to include from Ish anything. And therefore, as the Rosh says, maybe Ish is coming to say some other drasha. But obviously, the term B'nai Yisrael is excluding the Nazir, the non-Jew, in totality from Naziris, because what are you excluding him from? You had entertained regarding carbon. It can't be from carbon. Because carbon we know from somewhere else, which is a brisa that's brought in Masechtas Menachos, where there the context of the brisa is talking about, it says, Ish Ish Asher Yakrev carbon. It says that any man that will bring a carbon. So that the Gemara there explains. What's the term ish? That comes to include even a non-Jew, that if he makes a neder or brings in a dava, he could bring it to the Beis HaMikdash just like a Jew. Now, moreover, the Pasuk says, l'chol nedreim l'chol nedvaisim, for all the nedarim and all the nedavis, which comes to include a carbon, oilo, carbon, shlamim, a bird carbon, wine, levaina, frankincense. Now, if so, which is the part of the Braisa that Gemara is quoting, ask the Braisa. So, lo'ayla, when it says there in the Pasuk, Ashe yikrivu l'Hashem lo'ayla, that they will bring as a carbon for Hashem as an oila, what is that coming to include? Because we already said from l'chol nedrim, l'chol nedvayisim, includes an oila, which is including a non-Jew. So when it says lo'ayla, what's that coming to say? So that says the Braisa, prat l'naziris. That comes to exclude that although a non-Jew could bring karbanas oila, but he cannot bring the carbon, which one of them is the oila of the nazir, that he can't bring. That's the Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that's the words of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that you're limited in what you could bring. L'chol nedrim, l'chol nedvayisim, but oila, that specifically of a nazir, it's only saying these karbanas you could bring, but it's excluding something else, that of a nazir, you can't bring. Now, so therefore, what Rav is saying is, so obviously that if the term B'nai Yisrael is coming to exclude a non-Jew, it's not for the karbanas, because that we know from la'ilah, from somewhere else when it talks about karbanas. So it must be B'nai Yisrael is totally excluding, like the price had said, a non-Jew from the Naziris in totality. Now, however, the Gemara asks a few different questions to say that maybe there is a way to ask this question that we're asking as we find a similar pattern by Erichin, where B'nai Yisrael will exclude, but not all the way, and therefore maybe it should include. Why? Because Ema asks the Gemara, let's say B'nai Yisrael, when it says the term B'nai Yisrael, has come to tell you that they, the Jewish people, they're Nois in Naziris Olam, they could take a Naziris that will last forever, an eternal Naziris. But Ve'eino Evdi Gechavim Nois in Naziris Olam, but a non-Jew, he cannot take upon himself an eternal Naziris. Now, on that we could say, Yachala Yu Nazirim, so you would think that a non-Jew would not be a Nazir at all. Tamalaymer Ish, maybe that's what the term Ish comes to include, that he could be just a regular generic Nazir of 30 days. So now Amar Rabbi Yechon answers, he says, no. Miksib Nazir Olam. Does the Pasuk say in the context there regarding a Nazir Olam? It doesn't. It's talking about all Nazirim. And therefore when it says B'nai Yisrael, it's excluding only Jewish people and not non-Jewish people. But the Gemara continues to ask. Ema, let's say, when it says B'nai Yisrael, it's that the Jewish people are Madirin B'nai B'Nazir. They could take a Nedar of Naziris on their children, on their sons, which we learned in the previous Mishnah. Ha'ish madur es b'nai b'nazir, a father can take a naziris for his son to have to fulfill. So maybe that's what it's saying b'nai Yisrael. And ve'eino evdi gechav madirin b'nai b'nazir. However, the non-Jewish people cannot take upon their children a naziris for them. Now, yochalo yu nazirim, you would think they wouldn't be nazirim. Tamalayim ish, that's why ish comes to include that they could be a nazir. So why are we saying in our Mishnah that a non-Jew cannot have naziris at all? So the Gemara answers, no, hama amar, Rabbi Yechon says, halacha hi b'nazir. This halacha that a father could take a naziris for his son is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Now, therefore, it doesn't make sense to say that a pasuk's miut, an exclusion, is going on halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Because if it doesn't say that in the pasuk, then what are you coming to exclude? An oral law? That the Rosh says is not mistaber, and that's what Rabbi Yechon is answering. That's what the Gemara is answering. That since halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it wouldn't make sense that the miut of B'nai Yisrael is excluding that. So the Gemara asks, Ema, let's say a different equation. Let's say B'nai Yisrael, that that's come to exclude, that the Jewish people, they're Megalchan on Naziris Avian, that they could cut their hair for, if let's say their father had also been a Nazir, and he had separated already monies for his Karbanos of Naziris, and then he died before having a chance to bring those Karbanos. So the halacha is that the son could bring those monies for his own Naziris. So maybe that's what's saying B'nai Yisrael. They know Evdi Gechav Megalchan Naziris Avin, but a non-Jewish person cannot bring his own Karbanos of Naziris from his father's monies of Naziris. However, as we continue on top of Sanach Bezer Meralf, you would think that he can't be a Nazir whatsoever. Tamalay Me'ish, that's where Ish comes to include that he could be a Nazir. That the Gemara answer is Naha Idma that we learned, Amar B'yechon Halacha Hi B'Nazir. That's also a Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai, that the son could bring his Karbanos of Naziris from his father, and again, therefore, it wouldn't make sense that the term B'nai Yisrael, which is written in the Torah, would be excluding an oral law, Halacha L'Mosh M'Sinai, and therefore, again, Rabba's answer stands in the way that he's describing the Braisa, although you're right, you find the pattern by Erichin, where B'nai Yisrael excludes, but the term Ish includes. However, here by Nazir, it wouldn't apply, because what's it used for? There's nothing that B'nai Yisrael could exclude, but the actual Halacha of Nazir itself, and that's why, as the Braisa explained, that Hakutim Ein Lehem Naziris, non-Jews don't have halachas of Naziris whatsoever. And regarding the term of Ish, the Rosh says, must be that it's used for some other drasha.